The show's live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the program today, we have three representatives of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, based in Champaign-Urbana, which is giving its winter concert on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, at Smith Music Hall on the University of Illinois campus in the recital hall there. It's a free concert, as they always are, and has a very full program. It's a very talented group of musicians. And with us today are their manager, Aaron Jacobs, and two members of the orchestra, cellist Claire Liu and violinist Galen Kelly. And full disclosure, I'm their conductor, Kevin Kelly. And on the program, coming up next, some music that is one of the composers represented on that concert, but a different piece of music, which you may recognize. Let's find out. It's live and local on FM 90.9. That was the famous saber dance from Aram Khachaturian's ballet called Gayan or Guyana, and a performance here by the Hollywood Bowl Symphony Orchestra conducted by Alfred Newman. Aram Khachaturian also wrote a ballet called Masquerade, and the Youth Orchestra, the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, is going to do a suite of pieces from that ballet on its concert Monday night, 7:30, at Smith Music Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. That, along with some music by Mikhail Glinka and George Frederick Handel and an American composer named Henry Hadley, and then also a couple of pieces featuring the brass section by Gabrielli and Franz Schubert, Giovanni Gabrielli and Franz Schubert. So we'll hear some of those pieces, or parts of some of those pieces, on the hour today. It's live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guests are two of them members of the orchestra, Galen Kelly and Claire Liu, violinist and cellists, respectively. And then Aaron Parker, who is Aaron. Did I say Aaron Parker before? Who is Aaron Parker? I know somebody named Aaron Parker, and he always pops up in my email whenever I type your name, Aaron. And then that's the first thing that comes up for some reason. Now I have to think who Aaron Parker is. Somebody else I know. In any event, it's Aaron Jacobs, who is the manager for the orchestra this year. He just started this year. And I'm going to talk to him first because he's kind of the guy we advertised in our promos for this concert. And I thought listeners might have some interest in knowing some of the behind-the-scenes work of what goes on in a youth orchestra. At least as far as this youth orchestra goes. And Aaron, do I remember right that this is your first youth orchestra managing experience?
Yes, it is.
And what made you think you could manage it in the first place? When, you know, what's some of your background that you brought into it?
Well, as far as doing the job, it kind of fell in my lap. I wasn't searching for it. I applied for a job at the Conservatory of Central Illinois, where I teach violin. And it so happens that at the same time they were looking for a youth orchestra manager, they saw my previous skills and experience and thought I might be a good man for the job, and that's how I came to do it. As far as my background with it, I've been a performing member of all sorts of different ensembles, mainly orchestras, and over the years I've really seen how things fit together. And at the same time, I've even contracted for some groups and things like that.
And when you say contracted, you mean basically hiring players for orchestras and gigs?
Yes, there was a couple orchestras where I was the primary contact for finding string musicians, and so I would contract the string sections for those orchestras, and just with other groups, of that kind of nature playing along, you after a while really get a sense of how things are organized, how an orchestra puts together their concerts, communicates with musicians, and advertises, all the behind the scenes type stuff that you don't see when you just go to the concert. So I was up for the, I was very interested in taking the job, because, well, for one reason, I really enjoy working with youth, and I think this is a great organization that we have here. East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra really does a good job. They sound good. I'm happy with them. And I enjoy working with them and helping to keep things organized.
Well, I can tell you from having heard from a number of the students that they also enjoy working with you, which is
I hope so.
A very important element. What have you found to be some of the particular challenges in running the sort of the day-to-day aspects of this group? And there are day-to-day. I mean, we because I do conduct the ensemble. We rehearse just once a week, but you've got plenty to do often during the week.
Yes, I have quite a bit of other things on my plate, but I guess as far as the youth orchestra, it's, you know, with the youth ensemble, it's organized a little bit differently than even a community orchestra or a professional group. So the biggest part of my job is with communication, sending out emails, making sure everybody has the information that they need. And when it comes to the actual rehearsals, there's not a whole lot that I need to do. As long as I send out the information that people know where they need to be when they have a schedule for the year of what's going to happen, then the rehearsals are fun. You know, that's my time to relax and enjoy what's happening.
And that's our time to work.
Yes, yes.
And you've got some students who actually help you with some of the physical management aspects.
Yes, it's great to have we call them student managers, and so they help to set up the rehearsals and tear down. They really help me with different physical things that are happening to make the rehearsals and concerts possible.
So they're kind of the stage crew, really.
Yeah.
And they come into their own, especially for these concerts. We play them at Smith Music Hall, which is a wonderful place to play, but it requires different sort of setup kinds of things because it's a multi-purpose facility. Gets used for all kinds of, it mostly exists for University of Illinois student and faculty ensembles. And so you might have somebody doing a solo violin recital one day or 1 hour, and then a couple of hours later you'll have somebody doing a piano recital, and then a couple of hours later you might have somebody coming in and playing some chamber ensemble with wind instruments, and then a day later you'll have this visiting youth orchestra come in and do a concert. So there's quite a bit that goes on as far as that goes. Aaron Jacobs is the orchestra manager for the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. We also have with us on the program today Claire Liu, who is a cellist who is a junior at University High School.
Yes.
In Urbana. And this is just your first year in the orchestra. Before, if I'm correct, and you can feel free to correct me, the biggest reason that we didn't see you in the orchestra before is you've spent a lot of time dancing.
Yeah.
Actual ballet dancing.
I'm part of the Champaign-Urbana Ballet Company, and I rehearse with them maybe 6 days a week every week, and so that doesn't leave a lot of time for cello practice and being in an orchestra. But this year, actually my brother, who's 12, he is a really good age to start the youth orchestra, and so he decided he wanted to audition, and I said, well, I guess I'll try it too. And so the two of us auditioned, and we're both in the orchestra together.
So you are still dancing?
Yes.
Are your Are there fewer demands on your dancing time now, or are you still pretty much doing the level you were doing before?
I've tried to cut down the ballet load actually a little bit because I am a junior and I'm working on a lot of homework and college things, but I'm still pretty much the same level. I like performing still and going to class 6 days a week.
To dance classes 6 days a week. Right. I'm thinking school classes 6 days a week. Uni doesn't do that to you, do they?
No, they wouldn't do that.
They make you go to school 5 days a week and work your butt off for the whole weekend to do all the homework. What do you find different, or some of the different challenges maybe, between your performing as a dancer versus performing, or even practicing for that matter, as a cellist?
I think ballet is actually very similar to being in an orchestra because you're working with other people. You need to focus on your own artisticness as well as like fitting in with other people and fitting with the music and listening and looking around, seeing what's going on. But I think cello is, it can also be individualistic when you're practicing on your own and you can sort of pick different pieces and you play them on your own instead of with an orchestra sometimes. And I think ballet is something, it's quiet, it's very serious, especially during class. And when we're in youth orchestra, I think we have a lot more fun. We stop and we talk about things. We get to learn about music. It's not all just playing. And so there's a lot more room for exploring different kinds of things during an orchestra rehearsal.
I'm actually so glad to hear you use that word fun, because I know in trying to recruit students for the youth orchestra, and that is something we do want to talk about because the orchestra is holding some auditions actually this weekend and will continue over the next few weekends before we start our second semester rehearsals. One of the things that I certainly try to emphasize in talking about the youth orchestra, but I'm not the best person to talk about whether it's fun or not, because I may be thinking that it ought to be fun, but you guys are the only ones that I can actually say if it is or not, you know, how some combination of enjoying the music and so on. What do you think makes it fun in addition to educational?
Well, you know, I think it's really on a personal level whether you find it fun or not. I mean, I think some kids really enjoy music. They enjoy playing, they enjoy learning about music, and others just don't as much. But the important part of being in a youth orchestra like this is that you're with other peers who, I guess, show an interest in music as well. And so you're kind of in a special environment where everyone's interested in learning and everyone's kind of, we have the same goals of improving the orchestra and working together.
In your honor, sort of, Claire, before we get to talk with Galen Kelly, who is a violinist in the orchestra, since you do dance and cello and orchestral music, let's hear a couple of the excerpts of one of the pieces that's going to be on the Youth Orchestra's concert on Monday. I introduced the program with a piece by Khachaturian from a different one of his ballets, and these are two movements from the ballet we're going to do on the concert. It's called Masquerade, and these are the waltz and the mazurka, both of them on the program as part of five movements that will be in that particular suite. We're again going to hear the Hollywood Bowl Symphony on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Those were two movements from Masquerade by Russian composer Aram Khachaturian, a 20th century composer. He born 1903, and we heard a waltz and the mazurka from there. You can hear a suite of five pieces from Masquerade in a performance by the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra on Monday night at Smith Music Hall on the University of Illinois campus. It's a free concert that starts at 7:30 and includes also some music by Handel and Gabrielli, a couple pieces for brass, Giovanni Gabrielli, Franz Schubert, and some other orchestral pieces as well, which we'll talk about. We've got two members of the orchestra with us on the program today. This is Live and Local here on FM 90.9. You've already heard from Claire Liu, who is the principal cellist of the orchestra, and one of the violinists who's been in for at least a few years now, Galen Kelly, is a... What year are you in at Centennial High School, Galen?
I am a senior at Centennial.
You are a senior now. Wow.
Yep.
And how many years have you been in the youth orchestra now? This is which year?
This is my second year.
Only your second?
Yeah.
Really? Why did I think you've been in for several years for some reason?
I think I auditioned once, like, a few years back, but I didn't get in. And then I auditioned last year or the year before for the orchestra, like, last year. And then I got in. So when you
didn't get in, did you just feel discouraged and didn't come out again, or thought, I need several years to get ready, or what?
I don't exactly remember why I didn't audition again the next year, but I think, like, it didn't, I don't know, I don't remember.
It just, well, you know, things, time passes and then doesn't seem so important until, but you're in. I'm actually, one of the things that I like best as being the conductor of the youth orchestra is actually seeing students improve over the years. And sometimes within a year, and sometimes within a very short period of time. And the reason that Galen and I asked you to see if you might be able to come on the show today, or there's two reasons actually, which I'll just tell you publicly. And one of which is that I think you've made some incredible improvements as a violinist in just, I mean, certainly since you auditioned however many years ago that was, because I do remember that you auditioned and hadn't made it at the time. But also even from last year to this year. And so I think that's, you know, that's always a great credit to, obviously, the player who has decided to get serious about it enough to make some improvements. And the other is that we sometimes in the last couple of years have asked some, had some little surveys of our students, I think at the end of the year and after a retreat and so on. And I think you signed one of them, and you had some really thoughtful, a lot of thoughtful things to say about playing in an orchestra, about how the orchestra might improve and so on. And I thought that was, I was very glad to read it. I was actually glad that you confessed who you were, because, you know, it was something about you that I didn't know, that you were an articulate person. So now you're set up to be articulate here on the radio, which can be a very different situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me, since I'm assuming that you have consciously worked at becoming a better violinist,
mm-hmm.
Whether indeed that is the case, and then what you've done besides, well, what you've done to make that happen.
Well, I've certainly increased the amount of time I practice, like weekly, like not to mention daily, and I don't know, I've just tried to focus more when I'm like at my lessons, like private lessons, and when I'm at orchestra rehearsals, and I've like tried to focus more when I'm like practicing also, and that's basically it.
And who's your teacher?
Beth Youngblood.
Yeah. She's not a student at the university, is she? She's just a community area professional performer.
Yeah.
And I should ask Claire, I know the answer to this, but I'll just ask her anyway. Who's your private teacher?
Okay, my private teacher is my mom, Sylvia Liu, and she runs a cello studio from our house. And
there are a lot of cellists that she teaches.
There are. And our dog's name is Yo-Yo, after Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew that or not. Well, that's very good. And she's a very fine cellist as well. Back to you, Galen. Tell me some things that you have enjoyed about the youth orchestra, whether it's particular pieces or anything.
Well, I just like the like overall atmosphere. It's like playing music with people that are around the same age as me, like, so I get to like socialize and like have a good time playing music, which I enjoy, all at the same time. And yeah, that's pretty much sums up what I like about the orchestra.
I've mentioned a couple times, for those who've been listening for this last half hour, what's actually on this particular concert. We have some music by Handel, which is a string piece, which we'll hear part of in just a second. It's just for strings. And then we have the Kachaturian dances that we just heard. And then we're going to hear a little later, if we have time, from a Glinka overture, Ruslan and Ludmilla. And then we're also playing this piece by a 19th century American composer named Henry Hadley, which is a piece that nobody will have heard of. Although, as it turns out, when the Youth Orchestra played as guests of the Eastern Symphony Orchestra down at Charleston last November, I had announced before we played this piece that probably nobody had ever heard this Hadley overture before. Some guy came up to me after the concert and said, actually, I had heard that before on some recording that he had, I think. And so it's not all entirely unknown. But anyway, this is a long preamble to the question. Are there any of these pieces that have become favorites of yours relative to the others, or pieces we've done in the last couple of years that you remember especially liking or not liking?
Well, I'd have to say I really like the Handel, and like compared to the others that we're doing right now.
It's the string piece, string alone piece.
Yeah. Just like the way it like flows and like it's put together, and I think everybody like enjoys it enough, like to the extent that it sounds really good when we play it.
Do you think it has anything to do with its being just for strings, or not necessarily? Or maybe being a Baroque piece as opposed to more modern or something?
I don't think it's necessarily like the fact that it's just for strings. It's just, I think it's just, I don't know. I think that piece like kind of, it just sounds better than some of the other ones that we've been doing, like when everybody like plays it together.
You mean the way we perform it, you think?
Yeah.
We maybe play a little more tightly.
Yeah.
Well, here's an organization that plays it rather tightly. This is a group called the Guildhall String Ensemble, and here's the first movement, maybe we'll hear two movements, of this Concerto Grosso by George Frideric Handel. It's his the first of a set that he published as Opus 6. There's another famous set, Opus 3. But this one is usually just played by strings. I've occasionally heard some winds added, but this group is doing it just strings. The Youth Orchestra is doing it just with strings. And you're hearing it on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Those were the first couple of movements of the Concerto Grosso in G by George Frideric Handel, his Opus 6 number 1, performed here by the Guildhall String Ensemble with Paul Nicholson at the harpsichord. Concerto Grosso, for those who don't know, is a concerto, a solo piece with orchestra, except that the soloists are plural. In this case, two violins and a cello. And the cellist for the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra's performance is actually one of our guests today, Claire Liu, who's principal for the orchestra and will be playing the cello solo, along with Hee Jae Kim, who is the first violin soloist, and Chelsea Edwards, who will be the second violin soloist. If there happen to be any youth orchestra members who are listening to this broadcast and just heard that performance, no, we will not be taking that movement quite that fast. That would be fun to try. I am Kevin Kelly. I am the host of this show. It's Live and Local. Also, am the conductor of the Central Illinois Youth Orchestras, which I've been doing, I think, now for my 17th year. And it's been really a pleasure to watch the orchestra grow and occasionally have down years, depending upon what the talent is in the schools in a given year. And it really, really does depend very much from year to year, as band directors and orchestra directors in the schools will know. Some years you have really good clarinetists, and some years you don't. And some years you have really good trombonists, and some years you don't. And apparently this is one of those years where schools, not all schools, have a whole lot of trombonists, which Aaron Jacobs, who is the orchestra manager for the orchestra, for the youth orchestra, this is maybe a good time to mention to listeners that, in fact, we are recruiting for a certain number of and type of players for the second semester. Do you want to give a little pitch for that?
Well, yes. If you'd be interested in auditioning for the orchestra, we have auditions twice a year, actually having auditions this weekend on the 16th. But if you're interested in the orchestra in any way, feel free to look us up on the webpage for the Conservatory of Central Illinois. You can also send an email to ECIYO.CCI@gmail.com. And that email goes straight to me, actually, and I can provide you with any information that you might need.
Any particular instruments?
Well, we definitely need a percussionist. We don't have a percussionist at the moment, which is interesting for concerts. We have to find somebody to fill in. But nonetheless, I still feel the orchestra sounds very good. And as you said, we have two trombone players who are doing very well, but it would be nice to have three. It would also be nice to have a bass player, another instrument that is not currently in the orchestra. We know there's a lot of talent in the Urbana-Champaign area and the surrounding areas, as which you can see from the orchestra right now. If you come hear our concert, they sound very good, I think. And so we're always interested in recruiting new players at any time.
And whether or not somebody could actually make, you know, if you're hearing this for the first time, 2 days' notice, the audition's on Saturday, it doesn't matter so much because we're looking. We'll audition you as soon as you're ready. If you say, "Ooh, I'm a percussionist, I'd love to play," send your note to Aaron, and we'll get you information about it. Give that email address again.
Yes, the email is ECIYO.CCI@gmail.com. It stands for, of course, East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra and the Conservatory of Central Illinois. So it's, again, ECIYO.CCI@gmail.com.
You can also phone the Conservatory of Central Illinois, and this is probably a good opportunity to say that the youth orchestra program is under the auspices of the Conservatory, which is a community music school based in located in downtown Champaign. But it's both the school and the youth orchestra are open to anybody within more or less a 50-mile radius. And you can phone the Conservatory as well at
217-356-9812. You can also find us on the web if you do a simple Google search for the Conservatory of Central Illinois.
And it'll pop up, and you can see all the other programs that they have instruction in, and it's an incredible variety, really. Aaron, when you were growing up in high school, which wasn't all that long ago, I don't know how old you are, but...
it was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. God, how long
ago
was
I graduated in 2000. From high school.
30 years ago, I was in high school. Unbelievable. That's just incredible. I was finishing high school 30 years ago. Did you have a youth orchestra program in your...
Yes, I went to high school in Toledo, Ohio, and I played in the youth orchestra there as a violinist. And it was something that I enjoyed to do, and was an important part of my extracurricular activities as a high school student, and was ultimately one of the reasons, probably one of the reasons that I went into music myself.
Did you did the Toledo schools at the time, did they have strings in the schools?
There was, at my high school, there was a huge band program. And I actually, at my high school, I played French horn in the band.
Did I know that?
I don't know if you knew that or not, the orchestra program at my school was composed of about 15 students, and it wasn't quite as appealing to me as playing in the band, and I had this youth orchestra that I could play in, so as part of the high school, I played in the band, and then I did the youth orchestra on violin. And violin has always been my primary instrument, so it was nice to have an advanced high school ensemble to work with at that age.
Galen Kelly is a violinist in the youth orchestra and is a senior at Centennial High School in Champaign. I know that, I assume you play in the orchestra at Centennial.
No, I do not.
Oh, I just stepped in it right there. You don't. Shame on you. But there is a string program.
Yes.
A pretty strong one at Centennial.
Yeah.
Rodney Miller is the director there. What made you not play in the orchestra this year?
This year and last year, there have been other, like, academic classes that I, like, kind of had to take that were only, offered for the first hour of the day, which is also when the orchestra meets.
Yeah.
And that's basically the only reason.
When you played in the orchestra there, what would you say is what do you think is the most important experience that a student can get from playing daily in a school orchestra?
I think it's kind of personal, like, for individuals, because, like, some of the students that you can find in, like, a school orchestra, like, especially one like Centennial's, like, where you don't have to audition per se to get in, like, some students are just, like, starting to begin playing versus some who've been playing for years, and, like, you can, the ones that are just beginning, they are given, like, a chance to practice with a bunch of other students that may or may not be at the same skill level, and they can all, like, they can learn at the same time as, like, others, and it really helps. And for those who may be more, like, advanced, they get a chance to, like, work with other students that are around, like, their age and their same, like, level of, like, skill, and they can build on that.
And you can, if you're one of the more advanced students, you can kind of take a leadership role.
Yeah.
I would think that the director would give you that, would recognize that and give you that opportunity.
Yeah, and that leadership role is important because it, like, it helps guide the less advanced students, and overall that just helps, like, put the whole thing together.
Champaign-Urbana schools are actually very fortunate in having strong music programs overall. I suspect that one of the difficulties, Aaron, of recruiting for a strong youth orchestra program in a community or sets of communities where there are also strong band and orchestra programs is, if there are strong band programs, the kids have lots of opportunities in school, and they can easily say, well, why should I be in a youth orchestra? Because I'm in this jazz band and I'm in this concert band and so on, and they're really good and I'm getting a rewarding experience. So it occurred to me just a bit ago that we don't have any band musicians on this program. You all are string players, although Aaron said he used to play the French horn. So I guess I'll leave it to Aaron. If you were a wind player, let's say, in a strong program, why do you think it might be a good thing to play in a youth orchestra program in addition to whatever your band program might be? Can you project, go way back, you know, to high school years?
Well, the nice thing about a youth orchestra is that it is a full orchestra, which is a rare, you don't often see that in high schools. So that would be one reason. It's a different type of repertoire.
As opposed to a string orchestra.
Exactly. And you also make connections with other students throughout the area that can make friendships and collaborations on your own. I think it's also especially for the musicians who are thinking of going into music in the future, this is the perfect type of thing to be involved with, because you're in a different setting and you're using different repertoire, you're playing with different people. It all adds to your experience. You know, as a musician myself, one of the most helpful things that I've done throughout the years is playing in several different types of ensembles all over the place. And right now I play in 6 different orchestras, which is, very interesting. And every group is different and has its own strengths. And I meet a lot of people throughout the area, other musicians, and I make a lot of good contacts that way. It's very helpful. And it's not that much different, even in high school. I can't emphasize enough how good I think it is to be involved in an organization like that.
Claire Liu is the principal cellist for the youth orchestra, and also plays in the orchestra at University Laboratory High School, is the full name, sponsored by the University of Illinois I guess it's in Urbana, isn't it? And I know that the orchestra there does have wins, but when you come to the youth orchestra, what do you find different when you go from the school orchestra that has a full a complement, more or less, to a youth orchestra?
Actually, the uni orchestra right now, we've been divided into a string and a brass orchestra.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's great to play in a full orchestra. I think ECIYO is a very strong, even without a percussionist and a bassist, I think we play all the pieces really completely.
Yeah, do you get any special excitement from hearing and the brass and winds? As opposed to, I didn't realize that the uni orchestra was divided up.
This is kind of a string player's perspective, but
that's why I'm asking you. They're loud.
They're loud.
And is that a good thing or just a thing?
I think it's a good thing. I think it's different, and I really would like to get to know the brass part of the orchestra a little better, especially since, as a cellist, I'm sitting way in the front and they're way in the back. And so I think it's really interesting sometimes to just kind of take a look at what's going on and listen to the sounds of all the different kinds of brass instruments.
Well, speaking of, this was probably a leading question on my part, more or less. On the concert of the Youth Orchestra, East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, Monday night at Smith Hall in Urbana, there are going to be a couple of pieces for the brass only. And here is part of one of those. It's a rather famous piece by a Renaissance composer from Venice, Italy, named Giovanni Gabrielli. The piece is called Sonata Pian e Forte, which is simply Italian for Sonata Soft and Loud. And we'll at least play enough of it for you to discover why it's called that. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
think you got a good example of why it's called Soft and Loud Sonata. We're hearing in this performance the Philadelphia Brass Ensemble and the Chicago Brass Ensemble. Those are the principals from those respective major orchestras in that music by Giovanni Gabrielli. And you can hear that piece performed antiphonally by the brass section of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra Monday night, part of their concert at Smith Music Hall in Urbana. I'm Kevin Kelly. This program's Live and Local. And we have one piece by Mikhail Glinka yet to play for you on the program. I want to mention on tomorrow's show, we're going to have representatives from two events this weekend, both of them in Champaign, a program called Get It! Exclamation, double exclamation point. It's a gleeful benefit for Cliff Aldridge, who is a young man who just passed away in the last week of a rare form of cancer, which he had thought he was winning, and then he wasn't. And many of his friends getting together to do a concert in celebration of his life, but also in benefit of both the family and, I believe, for some cancer relief. And that's going to be at Centennial High School in Champaign Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll have some of the performers join us tomorrow. And then on Sunday in Champaign, at Champaign Public Library, hosted by members of Aware Films, it's a program simply called A Peace Program, P-E-A-C-E, and quite a varied concert. There are songs with auto harps, some folk dancing, some poetry, various kinds of traditional instrumental music, and more. And we'll hear some of that also on tomorrow's Live and Local. I want to say thanks to my guests on the program today for the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, Galen Kelly, a member of the violin section, a senior, and so it's his last year doing the orchestra, and Claire Liu, who is a cellist in the orchestra, and she's a junior, so I hope we'll have her back next year, and Aaron Jacobs, who is the manager of the orchestra, and I have to say does a splendid job, and has a bit of a time of it trying to keep me in line because I'm not the world's most organized person, and he is proving to be very much so. And I appreciate all three of you coming on the show today. And I hope that that you helped bring some folks out for Monday night's concert, which I think is going to be very good. I'm now going to scare you, Galen and Claire, because the piece that is first on the program, which, by the way, will be guest-conducted, this particular piece by Richard Rossi, who is the orchestra and choir director at Eastern Illinois University, because he invited us on their concert in November, and I guest-conducted this piece there, and he's going to conduct it Monday night. This is the overture to Mikhail Glinka's opera, Ruslan and Ludmilla, and I deliberately picked in our library the fastest recording that we had, or at least the shortest one, so I assume it's the fastest. And probably won't do it this way, but anyway, if any of the youth orchestra members are listening, this is a piece that visiting professional orchestras often bring around when they're touring, just to show off how fast they can play. And so here we go. This is the Kirov Orchestra from Russia, Valery Gergiev conducting, and thank you all three for coming alive and local today.